The question was asked, we say the land of Israel has an impact on people, and the commentaries say that even on non-Jews in the days of Avraham, it had an impact on people, yet it seems to have a greater impact on the Jewish people. How does that work? So on the one hand, the commentaries, Nachmanides and others, point out that Abraham was told to go to the land of Israel because the people of this land are different. How are they different? So you see that when Avram was outside the land of Israel, he could attain less of a following. He was more persecuted. And yet when he comes to the land of Israel, he has a huge following. So you see that even though the people of their own accord were not going in the right direction without him, but the people in the land of Israel did have that potential. So I think that's what Nachmanides meant, as far as the land developing a certain potential for spirituality within the people, and we see that that affects Jews and non-Jews as well. The idea that Jews have a greater impact in the land of Israel, so that's because we believe that we're intimately connected to the land. I'll give you a beautiful example that we say every Shabbos. We say, Rachem al Tzion, Hashem have mercy over Zion, ki hi beit chayenu. That's the house of our life. That's my house. Every Jew all over the world, every Shabbos, when we read Haftarah, we say that. The ancient custom was that the whole community would say that. The blessings of the Haftarah, the one who reads the Haftarah says, but this sentence, Rachem al Tzion ki hi beit chayenu, v'la'luvat nefesh toshia b'mera v'yameinu, that sentence used to be said by the whole congregation, not just the one reading the Haftarah. Because we're all making that declaration. This is our home. Could be I'm visiting, could be it's a long visit, but my home is there. As Rav Yehuda Alevi wrote, I am in the west, but my heart is in the east. Our heart should be here, and this is our home. And so when we come back, we have a promise that the land will develop under us, and we also connect to the land in a way that's different. It says that a person in the land of Israel gains atonement just because he's here. There's a special connection. You're in the right place. The land, v'chiper admato amo. The land gains atonement for its own people, so to speak. There's a personification of the land where the land speaks on our behalf, as you see throughout the prophets. You see it over and over again. Yes, we are connected to this land, and it's most natural for us to be here. And so we connect to the land like no one else does, and the land connects to us like it doesn't to anyone else, as we see throughout history. The land was not developed. It was swampland. Along come the Jewish people, and the land is thriving. And why is it called the Green Line? Because up to where we were living, that's where it was green. That's why it was called the Green Line. And the Green Line really moved, right? Look, I live in a place where 25 years ago you didn't have crickets. You didn't have mosquitoes. Nothing. Desolate. Nothing. Just mountaintops. You come now, we have mosquitoes.